You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tegan, you got on yesterday though, right?
I did.
But you didn't get a chance to play the game.
No, I was really prepared for that Tom Hanks one.
Oh, okay. Well, make sure you don't give him that one.
I won't give him the Tom
Hanks. I'm not
going
to get that one, but I'll at least try this
new one. We were just talking about that Tom Hanks one. We have done it like 10 times now. Nobody can get it. And Tom Hanks has made 1,000 movies.
He's made every movie. There's not a movie made in Hollywood today that doesn't have Tom Hanks
in it somehow, yes.
I'm Gen Z, and I could probably name five.
Yeah.
Well, the bad news for you is that you are not going to get the Tom Hanks question. And now everyone who's on hold is...
That could be the next one.
Well, now everyone who's on hold is prepping for it, too. So I can't give the Tom Hanks one at all
today.
Not
doing that one today.
Thanks to Tegan.
Way to ruin it, Tegan.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Listen, everyone who's on hold, if Tegan does win, don't hang up because we still want to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
10 seconds. We're looking for in 10 seconds. We were talking about a woman who got hit by a roller coaster.
Ouch.
She went out on the tracks to try to pick up her phone that she had dropped.
Whoopsie.
Ugh. So in 10 seconds, Tegan, five different amusement parks. Five amusement parks by name. Ready and go.
Disneyland, Lakeside, Helichess, we'll go with Disney World, but I don't know if that's all
that. Oh, yeah, we would have taken it. People who does conversation during it. Now, you got 10 seconds. You got this boom. We, of course, would have taken it, so that's
sure.
Four.
Dollywood.
Dollywood is a great one.
I think even, like, Universal Studios and stuff would have counted.
Yeah, because
they've got rides. SeaWorld now has roller coasters and stuff, so.
Oh, man.
Oh, Tegan, you didn't get it.
You got four, buddy.
You big Gen Z-er.
Hey, we're really glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
You guys too. Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Boy, he really wanted that Tom Hanks.
I
was digging my heels in. I wasn't going to do it. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. How are you?
It's been a lovely day. The calls
good show.
And the text messages have been spectacular, so I want to thank everyone who has reached out to our show, including you, Denise. Thank you for calling and hanging out with us.
Well, thanks for putting on a good show. That encourages us to do so.
Well, look at that. You're right.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living?
I am a realtor.
Okay.
So did you list that $28 million house in Cherry Hills?
Unfortunately, that wasn't me.
I
didn't sell the $25 million one either.
Did we ever figure out the commission on that, Dom?
Well, because from what I understand, once it gets up that high, they don't give you the 2.8%, or do they, Denise?
You know, I couldn't tell you because I've never sold one that expensive.
Well, what if they
What's the most expensive you've ever sold?
I'm at about $950.
But you got the 2.8 on that, right?
Still pretty good.
I did. Yep.
So that is $26,600.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not a bad payday.
That's
a good payday. But you know what? People got to know, when you're the realtor in a house like that, you got to put a lot of marketing time and effort and money into. And those are sunk costs for you, right?
It's not that hard anymore, right?
Listen, if those people decide they're not going to sell the house and they walk away, Denise is just out that money.
Yeah, start over.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think people realize that.
No, they don't.
No, they just think they're getting big paychecks for driving around and waiting for the check to roll in.
That is right.
Yeah.
My ex-wife she just retired, is a big shot realtor in the Denver area. And I saw how much time and money she put into that job. So
it's tough work. If you were doing just the monthly payment, just based off the $28.8 million, $174,000 a month for 30 years.
Wow.
Well, that depends on what you put down.
At 6%. Yeah. With that, let's say zero down. Yeah.
Because that would be a jumbo loan.
That would be. It sure would, man.
Yeah.
Good for you, Denise. Listen, you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I am.
All right. Then in 10 seconds, please give us five things that are made with cinnamon. Five things made with cinnamon. Ready and go.
Apple sauce, pumpkin spice muffins, pancakes, strudel, and baked apples.
Any of those?
I think all those work.
I would have gone.
I was looking for a whiskey.
I would have. Oh, whiskey.
Cinnamon whiskey.
Cinnamon roll.
I mean, cinnamon roll. It's in the name, rolls. You know?
Mm-hmm. Or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon, yeah.
Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon French Toast. Cinnamon Schnapps. There's all sorts of things, but I think she got it.
I say you're a winner!
Thank you. That's a great start to my Tuesday.
Good
Thank
job,
so
Denise.
Much.
You know, we're here to make you happy, Denise. That's why we show up every
Go
day.
Go sell something.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Well, you are so sweet. If you will hold on, Josh is going to come back. He's going to visit with you about that prize, okay?
Okay. Have a
Don't
great
go
day.
Away. Thank you. Thank you. You have a great day. Now, look, everyone else continued to hold. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So far, anyway. Let's see if they keep doing it. Hello, Sarah. Thank you for holding.
Hi.
Hi.
So, you know, we gave away the prize, but at least we get to BS with you for a few moments. What are you doing this morning?
Right now, I'm driving to post office to pick up my mail because Dawn broke into my mailbox.
Because
who broke into your mailbox?
Are we on a speakerphone? Are we in a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you, Sarah? Yes. Yeah, I'm sure we are. Yeah. If you could take us off and just get on
That's
your regular.
That's so much better.
There we go. What happened to your mailbox?
Well, some rascal broke into my mailbox.
Some rascal. I just...
Picking up my mail from the post office every day.
That's not cool. Is that like one of those big community mailboxes where they can just get the back open and get to everybody's mail?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my HOA are not fixing it. It's been 2 months, and I hate my HOA.
You better move.
Too strong.
You should move.
No, it's not. That's a perfectly legit word for that.
That
Two
should be fixed
months?
The next day.
Yeah, and I keep telling them, and they're like, "Oh, we share HOA spot with another property, and we waiting for them." I'm like, "Well, we're how about we stop paying you until you start fixing things, and then
That'll go over well."
Yeah, then they'll put a lien on your house. Wouldn't the postal service want to get involved with that too, though?
Oh, they don't care. I kind of mentioned it when I picked up my mail last week. They're like, "Yeah, I don't know. You got to talk to your HOA people."
Right. It might be one of those things
mess.
Where it happens so often. It's they're kind of like, "Yeah, we can't do anything."
Yeah.
Well,
you know, Sarah, my wife likes to say these days that people just don't care anymore about anything. They just, they don't care. If you're unhappy,
just
they
floating
don't care.
Along, whatever.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do, right? You just gotta worry about yourself.
Man, you're gonna have to move to a place that has a better HOA, I guess.
Time to get a P.O. box, I guess.
Well, yeah. I can't afford a bigger house.
Well, it doesn't have to be a bigger house, just a different house.
True.
Just stop all your mail. There's nothing that comes in there that's like, it's just your little vow pack of coupons and flyers from the realtors in the neighborhood. That's all I'm getting anymore.
Yeah.
Speaking of those marketing materials. Yeah.
So true. So true. What do you do for a living?
I am also in real estate.
Well, there you have it.
You know, I was going to ask you guys something. What do you guys think about those reality TVs where you signed up to, like, Married at First Sight?
I've never thought about it.
The reality TV show where you sign up to marry the first wife?
I've heard that. It's the Love at First
Married
Sight or Married
at First
Sight.
Sight.
Yeah.
They have, like, these bunch of psychiatrists that match you with. Apparently your perfect match, and the first time you meet is on down the aisle.
Yeah, they're stupid. I mean, obviously
it's
they're
dumb.
Stupid, and those
I mean,
they never work
TV.
Out.
Yeah,
the one we got hooked on for a while was the Love is Blind, I think it was called, and it was on Netflix, where you just interview a bunch of people without seeing them ever.
Okay.
And then I don't remember what the shtick is when you do finally meet them, if you have to propose or something, but it's all based on personality, though. You can't see what they look like.
So it's ridiculous is what you're saying.
It is, but I was hooked on it for some reason. Because you wanted to see their reaction when they finally saw that person.
Do they ever go, ugh, when they see him?
No, and that's the thing. It's like none of them went, ugh. They were all polite.
Ugh. Well, it's TV, so do they just book a whole bunch of good-looking people?
No, there was a few uglies in there.
Sarah, I got a question back at you, all right?
Okay.
Why are you watching that show?
Well, I'm yes? tempted to sign up for it. It's so hard to...
Oh, you want to sign up for it?
Oh,
you can't meet anybody?
Really?
Like the normal way?
There's no normal people here anymore.
Oh, come on.
Where'd they all go?
I don't know. I literally went on a date the other day, and the guy talked 2 hours, and the whole time it was about himself. He didn't ask one question about me.
That's a jerk. That's a jerk.
Look, Jeremy and I have asked you a bunch of questions. You could date us.
Yeah. You want to go out this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah. So I'm like really discouraged with this dating scene.
Well, how long have you been dating?
Yeah.
Is this just like a couple guys or has this been years worth of stuff?
Oh, no, I just started dating, like, this year.
Well, they give it some time.
Well, she says it's been a year.
It's the whole kiss a lot of frogs, you know?
But you haven't found one interesting guy in a year? Not one?
What was the problem with the guy before, the one who was talking about himself too much?
What
was
the
issue with the previous guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember because I haven't gone out. For like 6 months. This was my first date in 6 months. So, and then before that, I was in a relationship 6 months before that. So,
okay.
Usually when I get in a relationship, I, you know.
Well, don't wait so long in between.
Why, you know, you could initiate on your own. And like if you see a guy who catches your fancy, sidle up to him, strike up a conversation, and ask him if he wants to go grab some coffee.
I know, I'm a chicken.
Well then,
that's
but
not.
See, then we can't.
How
help
are
you
going to do on a reality TV show then? If you're a chicken, you're going to have to speak up.
And... Work for me.
No, they don't. You don't just have to show up.
They'll do the work.
You're going to have a story and some personality. And...
Oh, I can do that. I can have a personality and story, and then all I do is show up, and then they find the perfect match. Compatible with me.
I don't know.
What would that be? Another chicken?
A mailbox repair man?
I don't have.
Hey, I fix mailboxes. Oh!
Sarah needs a handyman.
Give me
badly.
Some of that. Where'd you meet last guy? The talker, the chatty guy.
The dating app Hinge.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, that's what everyone does now.
Here's the thing.
Does.
We've determined that you like sitting on the couch and watching TV.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to meet anybody that way. So I want you to shut off. You just told me about the show you love. You're watching TV. Shut the TV off and get out and go hiking and go to
join
some events
groups.
Downtown. And yeah, join some groups.
Some clubs.
And, yeah. Do stuff outside of your house. Are you doing that?
Yes, I just went on like an 8 mile hike this weekend. I only watch TV before I go to bed.
Well, it's going to be hard to find random single men on an 8 mile hike, I think. You're not just going to bump into a guy on a hike. You got to go where the men are. You got to go to Home Depot.
Everyone in Denver was on the trails this weekend.
Go wander around a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
But you also said you're chicken. So did you strike up a conversation with anybody on the trail?
Pretty much, excuse me. That's the only thing.
Why don't you add "I'm single" to that? Excuse me, I'm single.
Yeah, do this. Say, coming up on your left, and I'm available.
I am single and horny.
Mm-hmm.
Shout that.
Oh my God.
Just shout it really loud. You'll get a guy.
Say, I'm gonna take the next guy I find home.
This altitude is making me so horny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, why don't I just put that on my hat?
The horny
it's your
hat.
Your horny hat. Yes.
I don't have every guy following me home.
Well, now make up your mind. First, there's no guys, and now there's too many.
I want a good guy, not crazy guys.
Well,
like
listen, you're on your own. You're going to be on your own.
We're doing the best we can.
We're trying, okay? You know. We're trying.
Yeah, and we wish you luck.
Thank you.
You are absolutely adorable. We love you, Sarah. And
let us know how it works out. If you meet a guy here pretty soon, call us back.
Call us back or text us and let us know when you meet a good guy, okay?
Okay, well, you guys have a good day.
All right. As well.
See you later. Good luck.
Bye.
I want her to hook up with somebody. I really
do. Here's Tosca on the phone. Hello, Tosca.
Hi.
Hey, you.
So what did you think of the advice we were giving to Sarah? Do you think we were doing okay?
Yeah, no, I think it was good advice. But I was going to say, I mean, Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, maybe Cabela's.
Thank you very much.
Hunting guy.
Go sit at a brewery for an afternoon. You'll find a guy. Yeah. You'll strike up conversation.
We have a lot of breweries in Colorado, too.
We got a couple.
Yeah, and they've got patios. You know, it's a nice fall weather. Go sit out on the patio.
Bring your dog with you. Oh,
drink a pumpkin beer.
Well, let's not be crazy. Let's not go too far.
Oh, that's funny. Have you got a special someone in your life, Tosca?
Maybe.
Ooh,
you can
la
tell
la
us. Come on, we're good friends.
Yeah, who is
here.
It?
Do you or do you
boyfriend,
not?
Girlfriend, who is it?
I got a boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay, and where did you meet him?
I actually went to middle school with him. I just got divorced not long ago, and so did he, and we started chatting, and the rest is history.
No way.
So where did you start chatting? On Facebook or Instagram or what?
Facebook. I slid into his DMs.
You did, huh? Hey, it's been forever. How are you?
We were just talking about that earlier this morning about sliding into DMs.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to make the first move sometimes. Guys are shy. Like, sometimes you just got to be,
it's true,
you know, woman about it and just, all right,
take what you want.
Make a move, I will.
Give me some
of
that.
Let me ask you, Tosca, what was your, like, opening line to him?
Well, actually, he had posted on his story that he wanted to get a tattoo, and so I just was like, hey, I know a great tattoo artist, if you're interested, and then we just started chatting, and
next thing you know, you're making out.
What was the tattoo, by the way? What did he get?
The one that he wanted or that I got?
Both. What did he want?
He wasn't sure what he wanted, but he wanted something, like he just wanted recommendations for a good tattoo artist. And I was like, my tattoo artist is the best. Shout out to Clean Slate.
Okay. What's of all your tattoos, what's your favorite?
Oh gosh, I have a lot. I don't have a favorite. I have a lot.
You're just a human canvas.
She is the illustrated. Yeah. You're the illustrated woman.
Paint by number.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they all have deep spiritual meaning, right?
No. Some of them, I just was drunk and wanted a tattoo.
Way to be honest. Way to be honest. That's what we're looking for.
How often do you get drunk?
Oh gosh, not often. But I mean, if I'm gonna go balls to the wall about it. But it's not
all
often.
Right. Okay. Well, that's honest. What do you do for a living?
I work at a boutique at the mall.
A boutique? What kind of boutique?
Which mall?
At Southwest Plaza. It's like a little. It's a kids clothing store called Tiny Bros.
Tiny Bros?
You know, that is in Jeremy's neighborhood.
I'll
I
have
guarantee
to come
you,
see you.
He's going to stop in and see you. Why don't you bring Reed and Lila over and get them some Tiny Bros clothes?
Yeah, well, look at all your tats.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's a super cute place.
Is it? I love super cute places. This is right up my alley.
Oh, that's fantastic. Where are you from originally? Are you a Denver girl?
I am. I'm Colorado native, born and raised.
Right on.
Good for you.
Where'd you go to high school?
Littleton.
Little fun, huh?
Okay.
Very
yes,
good.
Yes, very much so.
Right on.
I mean, but I'm sure Tosca made it a little bit more fun when she showed up. Right.
Right.
Damn straight.
I like you. You're fun.
Let me ask you something. How long have you listened to this ridiculous radio show?
Oh, gosh. Probably pretty much every morning on the way to work or taking my kids to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate
that.
Thank you very, very much for listening,
we appreciate
especially with
you.
Your kids.
Of course. Thank you for chatting me up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding?
Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, only the only thing that would have made this better is if you were drunk right now and talking to us. That would have.
It's a little too early. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but not here.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get a Dom and Jeremy tattoo for your next one?
Yes.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
And don't let them misspell either name.
Don and Jerry.
No, don't know Don and Jerry. Dom with an M.
Jeremy.
Or just J-E-R, if you want to make it short. Dom
sure,
and Jer.
Dom and Jer.
Dom and Jer.
Or, yeah. Or D and J, yeah. Maybe.
Mm. Yeah, you could make
it
a D and then ampersand J.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you'd have to explain to people what that
means.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Or not.
I'm like, that's it's cool. The best morning show ever. Duh.
Thank you for
gonna,
that.
We're
going to
save
for
that audio. You'll be hearing that audio
a lot
throughout history, Tosca. And last question for you. What's the origin of that name, Tosca?
It's Italian.
Hey!
I should know that. What does it stand? What does it mean?
It's actually an opera.
I'll be darned. How did I not know this?
Hmm. Right? Yeah, it's an opera. So, and my parents weren't into opera. They just thought it was a cool name.
Marinara.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I mean, so I do love Italian food. So you
who
know.
Doesn't?
Mm. Come on, right? Girl. Do you sing at all?
No. No, but I did ballet for 11 years.
Same. Holy
oh, that's
cow.
Excellent. So did Jeremy.
Wow,
yeah.
We have that in common.
I will say, and this is a true story, that I once performed in a ballet on a stage in front of people.
Nice. Hey, good for you.
Mm-hmm. It was the touring troupe from the Houston Ballet, and they got local students... Mm-hmm. To be a part of it, and I was a high school senior, and me and my buddies were put into tights.
Got the tights on, yeah.
And we had, like, soldiers. This is like medieval soldier thing, and we had to hold spears, and we stood on stage during a couple of different scenes. So although I did not dance, I was on stage during the Houston Ballet, and that is one of my claims to fame.
That counts.
Totally counts.
And he was aroused the entire time.
I mean, those tight pants.
Which is, it's problematic with tights.
It rubs,
Tosca.
You know? It rubs.
I do. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell you the best story of all about that is that they didn't tell us that we were in the very final scene, too. Like, I'm standing on one side of the king's throne and my buddy's on the other. And they didn't tell us how this all ended. And when it ended, all the lights go out and everyone rushes off the stage in pure darkness, right? They hadn't told me. So I'm standing there, and I hear all this movement, but I'm like, is the curtain going to close? I don't want to move. I'm very professional. Jeremy was in theater.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to move if you
no.
don't know. Then the lights came back up. I was the only guy on stage. And the main, you know, ballerinas come out for applause, and they bring them flowers. And there's Dom standing there holding his spear. This is a true story. And I can hear people off stage, get the hell off the stage.
Get him
what
off.
Are you doing out there?
Get him
get off.
Off
the stage. And
oh
there's Dom with his spear aroused standing
just hanging
on stage.
There.
Oh my God.
I was not invited back. Tosca, you are absolutely delightful. Thank you.
So are you guys.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Have a
thank
good day.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling
you
and making our day, okay?
Of course. Have a great day, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Do we have the greatest listeners of all time?
That was really nice today. It was very nice.
The answer is yes, we do.
Yep.
Have the greatest listeners.